We are learning Shmiras HaLoshen, Shar HaTorah Perek Beis, and the Chafetz Chaim will now be discussing, as he has been discussing in this Perek, the Shar HaTorah, the reward for learning Torah. And for this, he'll be bringing a few different sources from the Zohar Kodesh. So we will be quoting now the Zohar at different places to explain the... Is the Sefer in front open, looks like. Well, to explain the Kedushas HaTorah, the holiness of the Torah, and the power of the Torah, and the reward that one receives for learning Torah. V'zeh loshen ha-zoya kodesh parshas v'yeshev. Rabbi Yehuda pasach v'omar. Rabbi Yehuda began to share, and he said as follows. Torah Hashem temima mishivas nafesh. The Torah of Hashem, Hashem's Torah is perfect. It is Meshivas Nafesh. It restores the soul. What does this mean? The Torah of Hashem, Temima, Meshivas Nafesh. Kama is lo in levnei nisho lishtadolo v'ayraiso. Come and see how important it is for men to be involved, to involve himself in learning Torah. Kama is loin levnei nisho lishtadolo b'yreiso. The whole man lishtadolo b'yreiso. Because any person who occupies himself with learning Torah, lahavi lechayim v'alma dein v'alma da'osi. He will have life, he will merit life here in this world as well in the world to come. V'zochi b'trein omen. He will merit both worlds. V'afilo man lishtadolo b'yreiso. Person might say, you know what, to learn Torah lishma is a very high madrega. Who can learn Torah for the correct reasons only? So the Zohar Kodesh tells us, even if a person learns Torah, and it's not called kula lishma, it's not all for lishma, for the greatest reasons. Nonetheless, zochi la'agar tov, Ba'omadain, he will merit a great reward in Olam Haba. As well in this world. And he will not be judged in the world to come. Kad Nishmisa continues the Zohar Kodesh in Parashas Vayeshev. Kad Nishmisa Ozlo Listakolo Lemesav La'asra. And when this person's neshama, when it's time to leave this world, ihi ozlo kamo dahi nishmiso. This learning that a person did here in this world will come before his neshama in the olam haemes. The kamo tarin itabru mikamo deiraiso ad olas leduchto. And his soul, when, as we said, he departs from this world, it will be preceded by his learning, his Torah learning. How many barriers, how many gates will be broken down for him by his Torah learning until it reaches his destination, until his neshama reaches his destination. So, it's very difficult to envision what we're discussing here, but let's just picture... Excuse me for downplaying it, but I'm thinking clouds are up there. And there are gates closed. And there's this spirit, this wind, something, which is preceding him. And there's this neshama which is behind. And excuse me for once again, I apologize for making this picture when I don't even know what I'm saying and it's an incorrect picture. And then we have this Torah which is in front of him. If you want to make it even better, how about the words of the Torah? Every single word of the Torah is piling through and breaking through those gates. One gate, then another gate. It's just every word he learned and every mesecht he finished and every mishnah he learned and just plunging through and opening more and more gates and going to higher level until his neshama gets to his resting place, which is higher and higher because of the merit of learning Torah. And he says further, "Bekama alei dvar nosh ad yitar v'zimna de kumun meisaya de alma v'ihi senegar alei." The Torah will then remain with this person up until the time of Tchiyas HaMesim, when his Torah learning defends him against his prosecutors. Just to summarize here in the Parashat Vayeshev, what the Zohar Kaddish is telling us is that when a person learns Torah, even if he doesn't learn Torah Lishma, even if he does not learn Torah Lishma, that Torah will protect him, will be a shield against the Puranias, will break down the barriers in the world to come, and will be there with him until the time of Techiyas HaMesim, when he'll be brought back to life. Now he brings from the Zohar Kaddish in Parsha Shlach, and the next few pieces are from the Zohar Kaddish. And he says, "Kama chaviva ra'isa kame kuchabrichu d'chol man d'ishtalba ra'isa." How dear is the Torah in front of Hashem? How beloved is the Torah in front of Hashem? D'chol man d'ishtalba ra'isa, because any person who toils in the Torah, v'chim hu le'ilo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has mercy on this person. Rechim hu l'sato, kushabrichu tz'atzis lei l'miloy lei. HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to his words. Lo shavik lei b'hayama, v'lo shavik lei b'ama dem osi, v'lo reise boi l'milei ba b'imama v'leila. Hashem listens to his words, will never leave this person, not in this world, or in the world to come, in Olam Haba. But he must toil day and night. In order to merit that Hashem listens to what he says, he has to be such a person who makes his occupation of toiling the Torah day and night. Well, Parshas Emor, Zakoin Inon Yisrael Dekucha Brichu. How fortunate is Israel, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us Mikol Amin. Hashem chose us from amongst all the nations. Migoi Rechimusa de Lahoin Yahav Lahoin de Raisa Dikshoit Lameda Arucha de Malko Kadisha. He gave us is the truth, the Torah, in order for us to learn the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Learning the Torah is learning the ways of Hashem. V'choman dishtadol by raisa, and any person that toils and works hard in learning the Torah, ki'ilu ishtadol b'kudsh b'richu. It's as if he is immersing himself in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's as if he wants to, it is, that he wants to understand Hashem and Hashem's ways. The Raisa koilo shmor de kuchibrichu, because the Torah is one, is Hashem. It encompasses, comprises the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Uman da'asik b'raisa, and one who toils in the Torah, kilo asik b'shmoy. It's as if he is involved with Hashem. He toils in Hashem's name to understand Hashem, because he loves Hashem. He wants to come close to Hashem. Uman disrachik b'raisa, the one who distances himself from the Torah. He does not learn the Torah. He does not toil in the Torah. V'chikhu mikudshu b'richu. He separates himself from Hashem. What does it mean to separate oneself from Hashem? To separate himself from Hashem can be synonymous to taking a pair of scissors and cutting off the oxygen tank that a person has attached to himself. Like pulling out the batteries, like pulling the plug. That's what it means to separate himself from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is when separating himself from HaKadosh Baruch Hu by not learning Torah. Furthermore, in the Zohar HaKadosh, in Parshas Emor, Zakoch Ula Kehoin, Di Inun, Di Mishtadli Bai Raisa, Kol Yoma. How fortunate are those who involve themselves in Limud HaTorah, Kol Yoma, every day, all day. Vayli Inun De Lo Mishtadli Bai Raisa, but woe to those who don't take the time and effort to learn the Torah. These people who don't take the time and effort to learn the Torah, to understand Hashem's ways, do not attach themselves to Hashem, not in this world, and not in Olam Haba. And one who merits in this world, he also will merit in the world to come. Zachi ba ba'amu da'asa shnemar, da'ive yusisa yushenim. What does it mean, da'ive yusisa yushenim? The sleeping ones will move their lips in approval. What does that mean? In the world to come. Da'afal gav di'inun ba'hayalmo, sif vasayhu murachshin ba'irayisa. Even though they are there in Olam Haba, their lips move here, and they speak their approval in Olam Haba. A person who learns the Torah, his lips continue to move. At different point, the Gemara tells us in Yevamos, that when his Torah is learned, even after he's passed on from this world, his lips are moving in the kever. But Pasha Shlach, the Zohar HaKadosh says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mishaboch Ba'ai Raisa. Kosh Baruch Hu, he praises the Torah. Ishtadlu b'orchi, azilu b'pulchoni. Hashem says, go my ways, go my service. V'an ma'ayil choyin lo'olmin tovin lo'olmin iloyin. What will Hashem do for one who follows the Torah? I will make an opening, an entry for you who learn the Torah, for you who follow the Torah, into the worlds that are good, worlds that are in high places. We just said, La'almin tovin, la'almin iloyin. As it says in Bamidbar, Alu zeh b'negev. What does it mean? Alu zeh b'negev. Go up through the south and climb the mountain. Vishtadlu b'yiraisu. V'sechemu n'dihi kaimin kameichoin. V'na tindu unli. Learn the Torah. Toil on the Torah. And see how the Torah will stand before you. And through the Torah itself, you will come to know me, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We all have questions. How does Hashem run the world? That's Hashem's business. But you want to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Learn the Torah to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Oid Shem, furthermore, Ayeles Ahavim V'Yales Chayin. The Pasuk says in Mishlei, Ayeles Ahavim V'Yales Chayin. A beloved, dear, inspiring grace. What does this mean? This refers to Ayreis Nihiru D'Chol Almin. This is the Torah, the light of the Torah. It lights up the worlds. It lights everything up. How many oceans and rivers and springs and fountains emanate from you? In the schus of the Torah comes the life source. What should I say about you? You the Torah, kuloin, kaimin, aloch, iloin, isatoin. Everything continues to exist, as we mentioned in the past, because of the Torah. Kuloin, everything. Kaimin alon, iloin v'satoin, everything above and everything below. Ayeles ahovim v'yales chayin. A beloved, dear, inspiring grace, says the Zohar Kodesh, legabe iloin v'satoin. To both those things which are on high and those which are below. Of course, these are high words and explanations of what takes place in a person who learns Torah. Man zochi likoro diloch kidkoyos, a man yochi lemeimar ulegalou sisrin ugnizin diloch. Who can ever honor you, the Torah, appropriately, says the Zohar Kodesh, who can speak and reveal the secrets that are hidden within you. Next Zohar Kodesh in Parshas Pinchas. This is the last Zohar Kodesh in the Perek. He tells us, Koman di ishtadol b'iraiso zochilis di'is patchin lei kama tarin v'hay alma. The kama nohirin b'shato the nofik me'hay alma. A person who learns the Torah, who toils in the Torah, who involves himself on a regular basis in learning Torah, here in this world he merits that they open for him Tarin. Tarin are gates, the gateways. Behai Alma in this world. Bekam Nohirin Beshato the Nofik Mehai Alma. I akdimas kamoyi v'ozlas l'chol natayri tarin machrezes v'ymeres pitzchu shorim v'yovei goy tzadik. The time when this person passes on in this world and goes to the next, the merit of his Torah, like we said before, it speeds in front of him. It precedes him. It opens the gateways. All those guards that stand in front of those different levels in Olam Haba pushes straight through. As the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, Pishu Shorim V'yovai Goy Tzadik. Open up the gates and the righteous one nation who keeps the faith will come in. Referring to this person who learned the Torah. Askinu Kursei Leplanio Avda de Malka Kadisha. And there's an announcement that goes out. And a loudspeaker, prepare a seat of honor for this person. Askinu kurso leplano avdo de Malka Kadisha. To this eved, to this servant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. De les chedvog de kutshu brichu elo b'man dishtadu b'raise. There is no greater simcha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu like the person who learns the Torah. And we call Shekane even more so, man de yitar belelyo lishtadlo b'raisa. Much more so, a person who wakes up at night, the yitar belelyo lishtadlo b'raisa, to learn the Torah. The ha called tzadikaya de ginsa de eden saisin lekolei v'kutshibrichu ishtabach bei. All of the tzadikin and Gan Eden are listening and paying attention to the voice, to this voice of this tzadik who's waking up to learn the Torah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with them as well. Years ago I heard that Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal would go listen to a certain shir. There's a sefer, we're going to finish one more paragraph. But there's a sefer, the Be'er Yosef, Rabbi Yosef Salant. I was told by a certain Rav, and explained to me the greatness of this Be'er Yosef, that Rosh Shlomo Zalman, the Pleitzik Hador, would go spend his time to go listen to his Chumash Shir. And Rosh Shlomo Zalman said about his Shir that it was the Hashkafas HaTorah, it was the Mahalach HaTorah. It's a tremendous kavod to have Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach coming to a person's Shir. We're saying here now, when a person learns the Torah, that Tzadikim in Gan Eden are listening to his Torah. And not only that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming to listen to this person's Torah. That's how great, that's how much a person is beloved by Hashem when he learns a Torah. Hashem says, I will hear your words. I want to listen to your Divrei Torah. V'zoyche, we conclude, gam kein ha'idea ta'ir l'nishome k'doyshe k'may shekosu b'agdomos, zoyra b'reishis, and the agdom to zoyra b'reishis, he merits to a nishome k'doyshe. As it says, b'kudo chamsho k'siv, there's this fifth mitzvah. Yeshu tzu ha'mayim sheretz nevesh chaye, this command that Hashem said, that the water should give forth with great numbers of living creatures. Bahai is tlas bekudin. There are three mitzvahs in this pasuk. Three commandments here. Chad l'milei b'ayraisa ulishtadala ba. The Zohar tells us the first is l'mishtadol l'milei b'ayraisa ulishtadala ba. To toil, to work hard, to struggle, to break through the words of the Torah. Ula aposha la b'chol yoyma l'sakoda nashi v'ruchei dekevin d'baynash yisasek b'yraisa is takon nishmisa achro kadisha. And to add more Torah knowledge each day in order to repair his nefesh and his ruach. Because we know through learning the Torah, he corrects himself, he corrects his neshama. Not only that, he gets a higher level of a neshama. The chad b'nash lo is asek b'raisa lezlei nafsha kadisha. However, the flip side, when a person does not learn the Torah, when he does not work hard in understanding the Torah, v'nafsha kadisha d'le'ilo lo shari ole, and his nefesh above, in the higher realms, don't dwell over him or hover over him. V'kadish tado b'raisa b'hi rechishu d'reachesh ba. Zochilahu nefesh chaya l'mehedor k'malochin kadishin. As we said, when a person does not toil in the Torah, he doesn't have this holy neshama which rests over him to watch over him. However, when a person is learning Torah, that his lips move, and there's this another emphasis, as we see over here, as well as the Gemara and Ervin, when we learn the Torah, to make sure we say with our lips. When a person learns the Torah, and he's moving his lips, he merits this holy neshama, which is compared to that of the angels. When he learns the Torah and his lips are moving, he merits this holy neshama, which is compared to that of the angels. As it says in the pasuk, Tehillim, Baruch Hu Hashem, Malacho, blessed are the angels of Hashem. Who are these angels of Hashem? Ilein inun dimis askim baraisa. These are those who are involved with learning Torah. The ikrun Malacho b'ara. They are called the angels of the land. Hai b'hai alma, here in this world, b'ahu alma, taninun nizamin kujabrichu nemebad loin. This is all while they are here in this world, and we learned that in the future, in Olam Haba, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will prepare for them as well in the world to come. We concluded, we finished this Perek Beis, which discussed the tremendous reward of all the things we have mentioned. I think one of the greatest praises to come out is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, Vaido V'atzmai, is coming to listen to this person's Divrei Torah. As we mentioned many times in the different Mishalim, no matter what age and stage a person is in his life, he always wants someone to see, to get that attention. Sometimes people do it more subtly. Sometimes people spray their hair pink because they really need that attention. Whatever they might be doing. Here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I am giving you that attention because you're learning my sweet Torah. I want to hear what you have to say. We'll stop here for today.